Big Ten releases statement on controversial Hail Mary finish in Michigan game. By Dylan Gwynn on September 6, 2026. The concept of extra time, with unseen and unknown officials keeping a clock that differs from the one shown to viewers on television, is one of the main reasons soccer has never caught on in the United States. Well, apparently college football does the same thing. The Big Ten has released a statement on its highly controversial ruling, which put an extra second back on the clock available to viewers when it appeared that all that time had expired, thus, allowing Michigan another Hail Mary opportunity, which eventually won them the game. Following video review, it was determined Western Michigan's number 18 started his jump from an established out-of-bounds position, left foot, and made contact with the ball with 1 second remaining on the clock, the statement read. As shown in the provided video of what was viewed during the replay process, a side-by-side view of the play and the game clock, using a direct shot of the game clock in the stadium, was used to determine the final ruling. 85 minutes before the game, all broadcast cameras used for the replay system, including the camera on the game clock, are synced using a strobe system to ensure all cameras are aligned. Per NCAA Football Rule 423A, a ball not in player control, other than a kick that scores a field goal, is out of bounds when it touches the ground, a player, a game official, or anything else that is out of bounds, or that is on or outside a boundary line. And thus the clock is stopped. The only problem with this is that the Big Ten statement contradicts itself. The league claims that 85 minutes prior to the game, all broadcast cameras used for the replay system, including the camera on the game clock, are synced using a strobe system to ensure all cameras are aligned. But this clearly didn't happen. As it was clear to all watching the broadcast, the clock clearly shows it is at 0 o'clock with the ball still in the air. So, if the clocks are all synced up, why is the stadium clock different than the ones kept by the replay officials? Western Michigan's conference, the MAC, also released a statement stating that the Big Ten's explanation satisfied its inquiries into the matter. Upon the conclusion of the Western Michigan-Michigan football game, the Mid-American Conference and Western Michigan contacted the Big Ten office to seek clarification regarding the replay review and the placement of time back on the game clock, Steinbrück's statement read. The Big Ten explained that the ball touched a player who was out of bounds before the clock reached 0 o'clock, resulting in one additional play being awarded. The Big Ten subsequently provided video and audio of the replay, which confirmed the explanation to us. I commend Western Michigan for an outstanding effort in a well-played game, and I offer my congratulations to Michigan. I also appreciate the collaborative efforts of the Big Ten office and its prompt response in reviewing the play and providing the requested clarification. While the MAC seems comfortable with this explanation, it's safe to say the topic will be hotly disputed for some time to come.